Hello and welcome once again. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com with a study in our series on Jeremiah 50. This is verses 13 through 16. I'll begin by reading the verses and then going into the introduction and then taking each verse one at a time. Beginning in verse 13, we read, "Because of the wrath of the Lord, it shall not be inhabited." That is Babylon. "Because of the wrath of the Lord, Babylon shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. But yourselves put yourselves in array against Babylon round about. All you that bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she hath sinned against the Lord. Shout against her round about. She has given her hand. Her foundations are fallen. Her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done, do unto her." In this study of Jeremiah 50, verses 13 through 16, we, the elect, are told that because of the wrath of Yahweh ever since May 21, 2011, Babylon is no longer inhabited, but she is wholly desolate. Furthermore, because of this, everyone who passes by her is astonished and hiss at all her plagues. What does all this mean? And then we, the elect, are commanded to take vengeance upon Babylon. We are to put ourselves in array against her round about and shoot arrows at her without sparing any of them, because she has sinned against Yahweh. Does this mean that we are literally to get bows and shoot all our arrows at Babylon, namely all the unsaved people in the world and churches? Furthermore, we are told to shout against her and do unto her what she has done, as she has given her hand. Her foundations are fallen, and her walls are thrown down. Does this mean that we are to literally shout at Babylon, the world and all churches, because she has given her hand to us, and because her literal foundations and walls have been destroyed? What in the world does all this language mean to us today? This and more is what we will discover in this study. Well, let's begin with Jeremiah 50, verse 13, and talk about it a little. We read, "Because of the wrath of the Lord, it," that is Babylon, "shall not be inhabited, but it shall be wholly desolate. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues." In this verse, we first read, "Because of the wrath of the Lord, Babylon shall not be inhabited." More precisely, it reads, "Because of the wrath of Yahweh, she," that is Babylon, "shall not be dwelt in or inhabited." And because we are now in that time in which she, Babylon, would not be inhabited or dwelt in, our verse can read, "Because of the wrath of Yahweh, she," that is Babylon, "is not being dwelt in or inhabited." But if Babylon is not being dwelt in during this time, why is it that we see billions of people living in Babylon? That is, in this world of sin and in all the churches. Obviously, we cannot take our verse literally, but it must be taken spiritually. And when we take it spiritually, we understand that Babylon, that is this world and all churches, is not being spiritually inhabited or dwelt in, because everyone who is a part of Babylon are no longer being saved, which means that they are all not only already spiritually dead in Adam, and so incapable of spiritually living or dwelling anywhere, but they are also now so certain to soon be inhabited or annihilated, that is, on the last day of Judgment Day, that Yahweh sees all the people of Babylon as though they have already been destroyed. Hence, we read that because of Yahweh's wrath, she, that is Babylon, is not being inhabited or dwelt in. So, whether we look upon it that the people of Babylon are all spiritually dead, and thus incapable of spiritually inhabiting or dwelling in Babylon, or whether we look upon it that the people of Babylon are so guaranteed to soon physically perish that Yahweh already considers Babylon as physically uninhabited, she, Babylon, can be considered as not being inhabited or dwelt in during this time of judgment upon her, which we now find ourselves ever since May 21, 2011. Now, we not only learn that Babylon is not being inhabited during this time of judgment, but we next learn that she, that is Babylon, is wholly desolate. The word desolate can be translated as devastated. So our verse can read, but she is wholly devastated. And we can completely understand why Babylon is so devastated or desolate. Think about it. All the billions of people who were not saved by May 21, 2011, and all the millions of babies conceived every day ever since May 21, 2011 that are not saved are certain to perish in the relatively near future on the last day. Can you imagine the devastation or desolation if all these billions of people just suddenly fell dead? It is difficult to imagine. But spiritually speaking, this is the way that it is, because all the people of Babylon are already spiritually dead in Adam, and there is no longer any possibility for their salvation. So, when looking at Babylon through the eye of the spiritual, it is completely or wholly devastated already in Adam. And this will all be made visible on the last day when we literally see the destruction of the people of this world, including all those in the churches, namely Babylon the Great. What we have learned then is that Babylon is wholly desolate spiritually because there is no possibility for any of her people to become saved unto life. So to be desolate means to be without eternal salvation. And this is what we will learn, for instance, in Jeremiah 51, when we get to that. Verse 26, Jeremiah 51, 26 reads, "And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations, but thou shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord." Now when this verse says, "And they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, nor a stone for foundations," we are spiritually being told that those who come against Babylon, which we have already said are the elect, typified by the Medes, will not take from them Christ, who is the stone for a corner, the cornerstone, and the stone for foundations, because he is the foundation. We read in Ephesians 2, verse 20, in support of this, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And again, we read in 1 Peter 2, verse 6, wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, that is Christ, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. We also read in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So, from these verses, we can conclude that Christ is the chief stone for a corner, and he is a stone for foundations, because he is the foundation. Therefore, when Jeremiah 51:26 says, and they shall not take of thee a stone for a corner, that is a cornerstone, nor a stone for foundations, it is telling us that they, the elect, will not take of thee, that is the Babylonians, Christ. Why? Because we read, thou, Babylon, shalt be desolate forever, saith the Lord. That is, the Babylonians will be desolate forever because they will never have Jesus Christ, the cornerstone, to save them. And this is why they, the elect, will not take of thee, that is Babylon, a stone for corner, that is Jesus Christ, nor a stone for foundation, again Jesus Christ. Yes, the Babylonians, that is the world and all the churches, will never have the true Christ again. This is why they are all considered desolate, because they can no longer be saved as of May 21, 2011. Indeed, we just learned in Jeremiah 51:26 that to be desolate is to be without eternal salvation. Now we read further in Jeremiah 50, verse 13. Everyone that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished. The word translated as astonished here can be translated as appalled. So it now reads, everyone that goes by Babylon shall be appalled. And since Babylon includes everyone on this earth except the elect, the only ones who could go or pass by Babylon are the elect. And why would the elect be appalled or confounded in passing by Babylon? Well, because we, the elect, are the only ones who recognize the terrible fate of all the Babylonians. That is the fate of all those still in the churches and those billions who are unsaved in the world. Namely, that they are all already spiritually dead, and they are so certain to soon be destroyed that Yahweh speaks of them as if they already are. Yes, all those of Babylon are as good as dead, and we, the elect, are appalled and confounded at this because we grasp, or astonished at this, I should say. We are astonished or appalled at this because we grasp how awful it all really is. It is as if all the billions of people who are a part of Babylon suddenly fell to the ground dead before our eyes. This is how awful and terrible it all is before the eyes of the elect. Yet, not only are the elect appalled or astonished as they pass by Babylon in their contemplation of her, but we are told that they hiss at all her plagues. They hiss at all her plagues. To hiss expresses the awfulness or terribleness of what is being seen, and what is being seen or perceived spiritually by the elect is death everywhere. Of course, we, the elect, are not actually hissing, but the hissing in our verse is symbolism to express what we, the elect, see in our minds and hearts as we think about the utter desolation of Babylon around us. It is terrible and awful and stunning. And there is nothing that we can do for these people. The Lord has removed salvation from them in His perfect justice, and He has enlisted us, the elect, to make all this known to them. And who is going to like the ones who are proclaiming death to the entire world and all the churches? Who is going to like the elect? Thanks be to our God who has rescued us from death unto life and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. And I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8, verse 18. Before leaving this verse, let's focus once again on that the elect hiss at all Babylon's plagues. But pay attention to the word plagues. Interestingly, the judgment upon Babylon is referred to as plagues. This reminds us of the seven vials of plagues poured out upon the world in Revelation 16. You are encouraged to read about these plagues by clicking on the link, Revelation 16. Well, let's move on to verse 14 of Jeremiah 50. Verse 14 of Jeremiah 50. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about. All you that bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she hath sinned against the Lord. Here we, the elect, are told, put yourselves in array against Babylon round about. And to put ourselves in array against Babylon is to order and prepare ourselves for battle against the world and all churches. The way we do this is to prepare ourselves to get the message out that Babylon is taken or fallen. There are many ways to get the message out. One inexpensive way is to pass out the Babylon has been judged flyer to all churches and the world. Other ways to get the message out are magnetic car door signs, which you can design and get from Vista Print on the internet. Other ways to get the message out are banners, yard signs, newspaper ads, radio ads, TV ads, using social networks on the internet, using the internet to place free ads, or a whole variety of other things you can do on the internet. And the list actually goes on and on. The point being that there are many ways to put ourselves in array against Babylon to get out the message that Babylon is taken or is fallen or has been judged in that salvation is no longer available to them. Now we read, all you that bend the bow, shoot at her, spare no arrows. Since we learned in verse 9 of our last study, and you can click on the link to go there, since we learned that the bow represents the tongue, and the arrows represent the words that come from our tongues, what we are being told is that all of us who get out the message consisting of words such as that Babylon is taken or fallen or judged, and that salvation has ended for her, should shoot these arrows, that is, words, at her. In short, we are not only commanded to array or prepare the words against Babylon, but we are also commanded to proclaim, that is, shoot these words against her, whether these words come directly from our tongues or indirectly on a flyer or by some other medium. We are to proclaim, that is, shoot these words to the entire world and all churches, that is, Babylon. What's more, we are told to spare no arrows. That is, we are to spare no words in proclaiming that Babylon, the world and all churches, is taken because there is no longer any possibility that any people in the world or churches can be eternally saved. They are all now certain to perish forever, and their end is in only as little time as a breath away, and only as far away as the soon-to-come last day of the Day of Judgment. No matter how you look at it, Babylon has very little time left, and the Lord wants them to know this because, as we read, she has sinned against Yahweh. The people of all the churches in the world, that is Babylon, have not only sinned much in their own personal lives, but they sinned greatly in coming against Yahweh's own people to spiritually destroy the churches and to take them over so that the elect had to be commanded to come out from them between May 21, 1988 and May 21, 2011. And you can click on the link, Why Leave All Churches, if you've never learned why that is. So, Babylon, which ultimately refers to the kingdom of Satan and includes all the unsaved people in the world and all the churches, has had its, and let me mention that it includes all the churches because as of May 21, 1988, according to our biblical calendar, Yahweh gave all the churches over to Satan as judgment against them. And as a result of that, the churches, because they're now ruled over by the king of Babylon, they became known as Babylon as well. So the kingdom of Satan includes the unsaved people in the world and all the churches now, ever since then. And they, that is the churches and the world, have had its time for celebration and rejoicing when Satan ruled over all the churches and the world from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. But now, ever since May 21, 2011, Satan and his kingdom has been conquered. Satan and his gang have been deposed from ruling over the world and the church. And Christ has now taken his place to rule with a rod of iron, which is a rule with no salvation possible. On the other hand, Satan and his gang of demons, along with all the churches and the world, have been cast into the spiritual fires of Judgment Day as they await their complete annihilation on the soon-to-come last day of the Day of Judgment. Oh yes, Satan and his gang are still permitted to work evil things in the world and church, but they no longer rule over them, and they know that their end will take place in a very brief period. And as we obey our Lord to proclaim that Babylon is taken by there no longer being any eternal salvation possible, we are making known to the kingdom of Satan that they are all finished due to their sins. For the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, and it only took one sin to fully condemn them to death, as we read in James 2, verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, just one point, he is guilty of all. But thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ, who paid for our sins, past, present, and future, by his death on the cross, that though we have sinned, they be not counted against us unto death, but his righteousness be counted to us unto eternal life. Moving now unto the last verse of Jeremiah 50 that we'll cover in this study, verse 15. Verse 15. Shout against her round about. She hath given her hand. Her foundations are fallen. Her walls are thrown down. For it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done, do unto her. In this verse we first read, shout against her round about. This emphasizes how much we should be getting out the word that Babylon has taken. We should be getting out this message so much so that it is as if we are shouting out to all the unsaved. And this message that the world and all churches are taking due to there no longer being the possibility of eternal salvation needs to be heard round about. That is, it needs to be so pervasive throughout the world that Babylon, the world and all churches, are surrounded by it. It should be all over the internet as this is the modern day public square. It should be on highway and public signs around the world. It should be going out on flyers, banners, tracks around the world. It should be on radio and television around the world. It should be on the front page of newspapers around the world. We should see it on cars, trucks, buses, and trains around the world. In short, it should be advertised all around the world and heard or seen by the unsaved repeatedly as if they have been surrounded and as if someone were shouting in their ears continuously. Indeed, we the elect should shout against her roundabout. The message that the world and all churches, that is Babylon, are taken because their eternal salvation has come to an end should be going out everywhere. Now, our verse continues by saying, she has given her hand. She has given her hand. Since it is common knowledge that the hand in the Bible can symbolize the will, our verse can read, she, that is Babylon, has given over her will. In other words, Babylon has surrendered because she has had no choice but to surrender. Before May 21, 2011, Satan and his gang of demons in some deluded way thought that they could defeat Yahweh and his people and thus live forever as if they were gods. But ever since May 21, 2011, Satan and his gang of demons have been deposed by Yahweh from ruling over the world in all churches forever. So they now know that they will not ever have eternal life, but they will instead perish on the soon-to-come last day of judgment. Oh yes, Satan and his demons were cast from heaven to the earth at the time of the cross, and they knew then that their time was short, as we read in Revelation 12, verses 7 through 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. So Satan had been cast to the earth, and he knew that his time was short around the time of the cross. But in some deluded way, he and his gang of demons thought that they could defeat Yahweh and his people and live forever. But now, as of May 21, 2011, they have been removed from ruling over the world and all the churches, so they now know that their goal of being eternal and ruling like God, as we could read about in Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14, was nothing but a delusion. And they have had to surrender over their deluded belief that they would someday rule as God and have eternal life. In fact, None of Satan's followers, including all the unsaved in the world and the churches, will now ever have eternal life to rule as God. For the possibility, as we've said over and over again, of eternal salvation has come to an end for the kingdom of Satan, even for Babylon. And they are all now certain to perish on the soon-to-come last day of the Day of Judgment. So, Satan and his demonic gang are no longer fighting to become gods and gain back eternal life as they once thought they could by defeating Yahweh and his people. But they are simply angry to the core with Yahweh, and they seek to destroy all that he has made. But their time is short. And we can now declare that he who once gained rulership over all the churches and the entire world is now brought low to the bottomless pit, and he is soon to be cast in that pit forevermore, where he will never exist again. Babylon is taken. Amen. But now getting back to our verse, it continues and reads, "Her foundations are fallen." What could this mean, that her foundations are fallen? Foundations are that part of the building that supports everything else. Spiritually speaking, for the elect, that foundation is Jesus Christ. We read in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, "For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And we find that this foundation of Jesus Christ is built upon the teachings of the apostles and prophets. For we read in Ephesians 2, verses 19 through 22, "Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." But what would be the foundations of the kingdom of Satan? If Jesus Christ and the teachings of the apostles and prophets are our foundations in the kingdom of God, then Satan himself, who counterfeits the kingdom of God, along with his false apostles and prophets, must be the foundations of the non-elect, especially if all those who have remained in the churches. And since we are told in our verse of Jeremiah 50, verse 16, that Babylon's foundations are fallen, it means that Satan and his false apostles and prophets have fallen. As we mentioned previously, Satan has fallen from ruling all the churches and the world, as well as now being certain to become extinct on the soon-to-come last day. And his false apostles and prophets have fallen as well, as they can no longer be saved, which means that they also are certain to soon perish on the soon-to-come last day of Judgment Day. So, we can see how the foundations of Babylon, including the foundations of the world and all churches, have fallen in this day of judgment. And not only have the foundations of Babylon fallen, but we read her walls are thrown down. What can this mean? The walls of a city were for protection from its enemies. And if that city had a high, strong wall, it was often the salvation for that city, because the enemy would not be able to get past the wall. We read in Isaiah 60, verse 18, "Violence shall no more be heard in thy land," and talking about the people of God at the end, of which we're in now, "violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt call thy wall salvation and thy gates praise." Notice in this verse that the walls of the people of Yahweh will be called salvation. So having a strong and tall wall means salvation. But in our verse, we read that Babylon's walls are thrown down. This surely means that Babylon, the world and all churches now, has no salvation because her wall is thrown down. And this is exactly what has happened ever since May 21, 2011. All the unsaved people in the world and those still in the churches, Babylon, have no salvation available to them. This means that they are all already spiritually dead in Adam, and that they are all destined to perish because their foundations and their walls have been destroyed. Next, we are told why it is that we are to shout against Babylon roundabout by getting the message out that she is taken because of no more salvation ever since May 21, 2011. Why Babylon has given her hand, that is her will, in surrender ever since May 21, 2011. And why Babylon's foundations, that is Satan and his false apostles and prophets, and walls, that is salvation, have fallen and been thrown down respectively ever since May 21, 2011. Why? It is the vengeance of the Lord. Or more precisely, it is the vengeance of Yahweh. Yes, because Babylon spiritually destroyed all the churches by replacing the true gospel with false gospels and false teachings, Yahweh is now bringing his vengeance against Babylon by having removed salvation from her midst, and by using the elect to get this message out to her. She has now been destroyed because no one in her can now be saved, which means they are all already spiritually dead, and they are guaranteed to soon perish. In this sense, Babylon has been taken as of May 21, 2011, and the vengeance of Yahweh has been and is being accomplished. Finally, our verse states, "Take vengeance upon her as she has done, do unto her." That is, just as Babylon spiritually destroyed all churches by replacing the true gospel with false gospels and Christ's, so that salvation was removed from all churches, so also Babylon is to have the same done to her, namely, salvation removed from her midst, so that no more of the unsaved people who are a part of her can be saved. And this is exactly what has happened to Babylon. Namely, all the unsaved people in the world and all those who did not obey the Lord to come out from all the churches can no longer be saved ever since May 21, 2011. What was brought upon the churches from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011 has now come upon Babylon. The eternal destiny of every single person of Babylon is now set in stone. They are all certain to perish in a relatively brief period. In conclusion, we first learned that because of Yahweh's wrath that began on May 21, 2011, Babylon is no longer inhabited, but she is wholly desolate. What this means is that because there is no longer any possibility of salvation for anyone in Babylon, there is no one in Babylon who is spiritually alive, but they are all spiritually dead and so unable to spiritually inhabit or dwell anywhere. Indeed, Babylon is wholly desolated, as any salvation for Babylon is no longer possible as of May 21, 2011. In addition, Babylon, the world and all churches, is now so certain to perish that she is as good as already dead. And in this sense, Babylon is already not only considered uninhabited, but she is considered wholly desolate or devastated as well. It is because Babylon is as good as dead that the elect who now pass by her are appalled or astonished at her. we see how terrible and awful and stunning the situation now is for the world and all churches, so that it is as if we hiss at all her spiritual plagues. Next, we learned that all of us, that is the elect, are commanded to take vengeance on Babylon, the world, and all churches. And we are to accomplish this not by shooting literal arrows at them, but by shooting out the words that Babylon has taken, fallen, or judged, because there is no more salvation for them. Yes, they are all now so guaranteed to soon perish because of their sins that they are already considered as good as dead, and we are to get this terrible and awful message out to them without sparing any arrows. That is, we don't spare any words about it. Furthermore, we are to shout against Babylon with this message of judgment by getting this message out in as many ways as possible. And in the midst of this, we are told that Babylon has given her hand, which means that she has surrendered. And we are told that her foundations and walls have fallen and been thrown down, respectively, which means that Satan and his demonic followers have been deposed from any longer ruling over the world and churches, and that Babylon no longer has a wall for eternal salvation, the result being that the world and all churches, that is Babylon, are soon to perish on the soon-to-come last day of the Day of Judgment. Now may Yahweh, through our Lord Jesus Christ, bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.